It's time now for Bible Talk. Join our hosts Gary Gibbs and John Bradshaw as they open the Bible and talk about themes that affect your life today. Stay tuned because the next 15 minutes will deepen your understanding of God's Word.
Hi, and welcome to Bible Talk, where we talk about the Bible and how the Bible affects us today. My name is John Bradshaw. With me is Gary Gibbs. Hi, Gary.
Hi, John. We're going to talk about something that a lot of people would never admit to, and that is hearing voices.
Hearing voices.
Hearing voices.
Got a question for you today. How do you know when you're hearing the voice of God? Here's the reason I'm asking you this question. I've met a lot of people who will say, "The Lord told me. I heard God say, this is what God said," or "This is what God wants me to tell you." Man, I got to tell you, sometimes I get the impression that some of these people are right in what they heard. But I got to tell you, sometimes I get the idea that some people are way off, way out there. How do you know when you're hearing God's voice?
I had a guy come to me, John, one time, and he had these big, spooky eyes. He's just this blank look in his eyes. And he came to my wife and me, and he said, "I got to tell you something." He says, I have dreams, I see things, and they happen." And he recited a recent tragedy, national tragedy, and he said, "I saw that. I knew it was going to happen."
Fascinating.
And he said, "I had this dream. I saw you guys flying, and something terrible was going to happen to you. Beware. Beware." Well, you know, that was nearly 20 years ago. And if I would have really thought this guy was a credible witness for God, I wouldn't have flown on all the planes I have since in the last 20 years. But, you know, I haven't died in an airplane crash yet.
Well, that's good news.
But he said he saw this. I had another guy, a good friend of mine, in fact. He heard voices. In fact, I went into his office one day, and he was a very successful businessman. He said, "I need to talk to you, but can't talk to you in here." So we walk outside, and we're outside standing on the street corner, and he said, "My office is bugged.
Bugged.
Can't talk to you."
Now, this was a friend of yours, we got to
point
out here.
Church member as well. And he said, they're listening to me. The government's after me. Well, you know, he looked like a normal guy, and he's really a nice fellow, but he was hearing voices. And one day he heard supposedly the voice of God tell him to go burn all the furniture in his house. Now, obviously, he wasn't really hearing the voice of God. He had some issues that he needed some medication for and some doctor's help and some prayer over.
Tell me he didn't burn his furniture.
He burned all the furniture in his house.
Oh, man. Yeah. Was it lousy furniture?
Well, it made great firewood.
He burned a house full of nice furniture.
It made great firewood.
Recently, I was holding a Bible prophecy seminar and went and visited a fellow in his home. And man, I couldn't quite figure out what was going on. We had a little language barrier. But I could understand him well enough to finally establish that he felt like there was someone spying on him through the vent in the ceiling of his house, and he heard voices. But okay, these are voices that maybe people with schizophrenia might hear. And that's a medical condition. That's one thing.
That's right.
But what about, "Hey man, God told me. Here I was and the Lord said," and I sometimes it's an audible voice and oftentimes it's not. How do you know when it's God saying this to you or when you're just fooling yourself? Let me share an experience I had. I was selling Christian books one day. I was out making some money while I was a student, selling Christian books, going out into the community and visiting people who had an interest in these things. I'd had a pretty good day and I was driving home. Still miles from home, but I'm coming to a T in the road.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to get to the T and turn left, and I pass two houses, one on the left and one on the right. And there was an elderly couple sitting on the front porch of the house on the left and a young couple and their two kids in the yard and the house on the right. I can still see it as though it was yesterday. It was years ago. Something said to me, "Go back." Okay? Go back. And I got the impression to go back to the elderly couple.
Now, was that an audible voice or just an impression?
I've never heard an audible voice, just an impression.
Mm-hmm. But it was a strong impression.
Oh, yeah, strong. But I said to myself, no, I'm just fooling myself. It's just, maybe it's greed, maybe it's workaholism. No, that is nothing. I turned left at the T and I went on down the road. The impression came again, "You've got to go back to the old couple." No, I'm not going back. Man, John, forget this. A little further down the road, this now became overwhelming. "You've got to go back." I pulled into a driveway and I said out loud, "Lord, I think I'm just fooling myself here.
Hmm.
But in case this is you speaking to me, I'm going to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went back and, you know, selling books, it's the families with the young kids who are more likely to want these. But mm-hmm. the impression said, go back to the elderly couple. I went back to that house, canvassed the elderly couple. Man, they bought just about everything I had. In fact, when I got out of the car, the man looked at me like he was expecting me. And he said, so what have you got for us today? That was the Lord speaking to me and communicating with me. How do I know? Man, I know. Let's talk about how you can know whether it's the Lord, whether you're fooling yourself, whether the voice is from heaven, or maybe you should be taking something.
Well, we have to recognize that God does speak to people. I mean, look at it. God talked to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Even after sin entered, God spoke to Abraham. He spoke to Noah. He spoke to Moses, to King David, Solomon,
no,
Ananias,
wait a minute.
Paul, Jesus.
No, wait. Adam and Eve, they lived in the garden. They spoke to God face to face. These other guys, these were prophets and patriarchs. What about little old me working at the sawmill, driving the school bus, working at Walmart? We're not comparing apples with apples here,
well,
are we?
We are, because they were normal human beings. I mean, Abraham was a nomad. He traveled around. He didn't have a piece of land to call his own. He didn't have his own city. Now, he was a wealthy man. He became wealthy, but he was a nomad.
A wealthy nomad.
And God spoke to him. And here's a promise. I think that applies to everybody. The Bible says in Isaiah 30, verse 21, your ears will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk you in it, when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left.
Give us that scripture reference again, because that's a great verse.
Isaiah 30, verse 21 says, your ears will hear a word behind you, directing you, saying, turn to the left, turn to the right.
God, in other words, God will speak to you.
And Jesus said in John 10, verse 10, my sheep will hear my voice. This Isaiah 30, 21, John, was kind of fulfilled very literally with me the other day. It was late one day, and I realized that the next day I had a speaking appointment at a church. And I was going to invite them to send postcards out to their local cable TV company to get the Hope Channel on television there. I work with a ministry called the Hope Channel. And I didn't have any of these cards. And I had to get it either right then or I was going to lose my opportunity. It was late on a Friday afternoon. And so I pulled out of my house, went down to the intersection, and I turned right to go to my post office, which is a little tiny post office in the country. And as I was just turned right, and I only went a few yards, it occurred to me they might not have enough postcards for me. And if I had turned left, there's a larger post office. And then, you know, you start doing this thing in your mind. You're saying, oh, I'm just kind of psyching myself out here. And I kept going, and I thought, hey, wait a minute. This may be God speaking to me,
okay,
telling me to turn left instead of turning right. And I pulled over, and I thought about it for a moment. I thought, what do I have to lose? Follow the impression.
Sure.
And I said, God, if this is you speaking to me, I'm going to turn around. I'm going to go the other direction. And I went there, and they had the 200 postcards I needed. And I asked the lady, I said, do you think this other little post office down the road would have had it? She said, I think you made the right decision. We had them, didn't we? You know, and so the Lord will give us those impressions. They're not necessarily audible, but they're impressions that God gives us, and we need to be able to listen to them.
Hey, we got a great offer today that you've really got to get. We want to offer you a small book called The Power of a Positive No. Here's what you do. Get the telephone number we're going to give you at the end of the program, or the address, the email address. Contact us and tell us you want to get The Power of a Positive No. You're going to find this will really bless your experience. It may revolutionize your relationship with Jesus Christ and lead you in a positive, victorious path. It's The Power of a Positive No. It's free. We want to give it to you. Be sure and contact us, and we'll send it away straight away. No obligation. We just want you to have it.
Let's talk about ways God does speak to us. There are several ways. We can actually chart them through experience as well as through the scriptures. One way is he speaks to people through dreams. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 13, remember Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, was instructed in a dream by an angel to take Jesus down to Egypt because King Herod was going to try to kill him.
Gary, you might have just about opened a can of worms here. Man, I'm having people every time I preach practically come to me and tell me, I got to tell you about this dream. I've been having this dream. What do you think my dream means? Now, normally I tell a person, I think your dream means you ate too much pizza right before you went to bed and your mind started doing something really funny while you were sleeping. Usually these dreams don't mean a thing. Here's what I think. Because so many people have dreams and they want to know, was this the voice of God? I think if God is going to speak to you through a dream, you're not going to wake up and wonder if that was God. You're going to know that God came to you and had something impressive to say.
Just like King Nebuchadnezzar.
Yes, he felt like he was sure the gods were speaking to him in a dream. It was very clear to him.
And God also speaks to people audibly. I know of people who have heard the audible voice of God. And we have multitude of examples of that in the Bible, as we already mentioned. So he speaks to people audibly. It's very rare. He speaks in dreams. Again, very rare, but he does do it. More commonly, he speaks to people today by his word. Through the Bible.
I believe that the Bible, the Word of God, is the frontline method of communication God uses. I think that the Bible even makes that clear.
It really is. In John 16, verse 13, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he'll guide you into all truth, for he'll not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come."
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Hey, a dream I can be confused about, right? A voice, I could hear that wrong, or I could even imagine it. But the Word of God is sure. It's certain. You don't have to be too confused about what the Bible plainly says.
Do you remember the parable of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke 16?
Oh, yes.
You know, in this parable, and I believe it was a story illustrating a truth, you have the rich man. He asked Abraham to send Lazarus back to his family. And Jesus' point at the end of this, he says, listen, in verse 31, if they don't hear Moses and the prophets, in other words, the writings of the Old Testament writers, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. And what he's saying is they've got the voice of God through the Bible.
That's right.
And if people don't listen to that, they're not going to believe in these more miraculous interventions of God. You know, resurrection from the dead, the dreams and all that. We need to believe in what the Bible says.
So tell me more about how God might speak to us through his word.
As we read the word of God, we get these Bible texts in our mind. And as we're going through our day, we'll hit experiences where God will bring those Bible texts back to our consciousness. And it will direct us in decisions that we have to make during the day.
John 14, verse 26 tells us exactly that. He will bring to remembrance the things that God has said. So through the word, God will speak to you, keep you, empower you. That's the frontline method God has, and it's effective, it's powerful and vital.
It's really why we need to be memorizing the word of God. We need to be storing the word of God there, because this is his audible word. He speaks to us through these words from the scripture.
Friend, you want to hear from God, you want to hear his voice, you got to keep that connection. And God will speak to you. You listen for his voice and you'll hear him speaking to you maybe even more than you'd realized or imagined. It's all good news in the Word of God. Thanks for joining us today with Gary Gibbs. I'm John Bradshaw. This has been Bible Talk. If you'd like more information on what we've been studying today, we have a comprehensive Bible study guide we'd love to share with you that's absolutely free. This study includes many of the texts we've just discussed and expands on the subject, including information you'll want to know. To receive this free, informative Bible study guide, simply call, write, or email and ask for The Power of a Positive No. The toll-free number is 866-BIBLE-SAYS. Bible Says. That's 866-242-5372. You can write to us at Bible Talk, P.O. Box 1058, Roseville, California, 95678, or email us at bibletalk@lifetalk.net. Bible Talk has been produced in association with Amazing Facts in the studios of Life Talk Radio.